thank you for joining us as we discover nothing but the truth with David Johnston.
Some of the best music in the whole world is right out of the pages of Scripture. We sing the Scripture. We sing the Bible. In fact, the book of Psalms is 150 chapters, the biggest book in the Bible, 150 chapters of nothing but music to sing. And we've learned to sing not just the Psalms, but verses out of Proverbs and virtually every book of the Bible. And one of the great ones that we sing with gusto and well we should is found in 1 Peter chapter 2. And it says, "You are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a peculiar people, that you should show forth the praises of Him who hath called you out of darkness into His marvelous light." Now, we should sing it with gusto, because wrapped up in summary in this verse is the great calling that God has for both you and I. And it is a call out of darkness into His marvelous light. Look at the scripture with me. Here it is, the verse right out in front of you. "Who hath called you out of darkness into His marvelous light." And we've been talking about the five vital steps for absolute victory. To know that you have moved out of the darkness into the light. Five Bible steps to get out of the darkness. Now, you say, well, is it that difficult? And the answer is yes. And I want to show you why it's difficult to get out of darkness. It's because over here in the book of Isaiah, we have this verse. Look at what it says. "Woe unto them that call evil good and good evil." Look at the next line. "That put darkness for light and light for darkness. That put bitter for sweet and sweet for bitter. Woe unto them that are wise in their own eyes and prudent in their own sight." It's difficult sometimes to get out of darkness because if you have enough people telling you enough times that what is darkness is really not dark at all, but it's light. That wrong is right and right is wrong. Then you can understand how deep, blinding that kind of bondage and darkness can really be. So we want to learn how to break fellowship with the works of darkness and to live in the light. The light of the scripture that gives us that promise that the path of the just is as a shining light that shineth more and more under the perfect day. And the next verse says, the way of the wicked is as darkness, and they don't even know at what they stumble. And so this question, heavy upon us, is how can we transition from darkness into this marvelous light? Here are the vital steps from scriptures. Step number one, we've talked about a little review here, and we'll get on with the rest. But watch this. We must recognize the extent of the kingdom of darkness. We got Satan's realm over here, God's realm over here. And the question is, how far in this direction does Satan's kingdom, how far does his influence reach? And where does God's kingdom begin? Does Satan's kingdom start somewhere here in the middle of darkness? Is it to the edge of the gray starts to come in? Is it in the middle of the gray? Is it at the light end of the gray? Is it where the white starts to meet the gray? How far in this direction does darkness go? Where is the dividing line from the kingdom of Satan or the kingdom of darkness to the kingdom of light? How far does it go? It's shocking. It is shocking to understand the truth. Are you ready? I want you to see it right in Scripture. Scripture draws the line. Look at this. Look at this. Right in the middle of the kingdom of light. Satan reaches into the light. He looks like light. How do we know that? Here it is. Satan himself, look at this, is transformed into an angel of light. Therefore, it's no great thing, look at this, if his ministers also be transformed as if they were the ministers of righteousness. And what that means is that Satan's reach comes all the way over here into light territory, but it really isn't light. It's got devils in it. It's got satanic activity in it. It's part of the totality of his realm. And I know that might be a surprise to you, but I want you to be very careful to align yourself with these truths, because the greatest disguise, the greatest treachery, the greatest artificial, the contamination, the destruction, the waste that lays buried is in this one fact, that people aren't just destroyed by this utter blackness and darkness out here. They're destroyed by the grays in their life. Why is it? It's because, look at this, Satan has hooks in these grays. He has hooks in these white areas. He wants to move us this way. And then watch what he comes along, and then he adds a little more, and always he's trying to move us in this direction. But his realm is way over here in the light. In contrast, let's take a look at what's on the other side of this bloodline. What's on the other side of this kingdom of darkness, this darkness that extends to here? What's on the other side? And here is the description of it here. God is light. And watch this, because no darkness at all over here whatsoever. That's the safe place in the light. No darkness at all. You don't ever have to be afraid of God. There is nothing contaminating whatsoever in his kingdom. No darkness at all. And where is the standard? You see, the standard is this red line. It's this bloodline. It's this standard that God draws. And it's the difference between his kingdom and Satan's kingdom. It's the difference between true light and false light, grays and darkness. And what we're called, and this is why this is really so important, is that this call out of darkness, it's not just to get rid of these darknesses out here and these darknesses out here, but the call out of darkness is the darkness all the way over to this edge, all the way back to here. All the gray. And even that which looks like light. In the Bible, there were two trees in the book of Genesis. One was the tree of life. That was over here. It was good. Everything on it was good to eat. But Satan came along and said, hey, there's this other tree, this knowledge of good and evil. You'll be like God, knowing good and evil. He wants you to know good and evil. Satan doesn't mind you knowing good if you can mix some evil with it, because then the good becomes evil. And I suggest to you that the first step, and I know in my own personal deliverance, is I had to get rid of the grays. I had to understand, first of all, that to get out of darkness, I had to recognize the extent of darkness. Now, step number two. Got your teaching notes ready? Let's catch up. Number two, not just recognize the extent of darkness, but the second thing we need to do is to break fellowship with the works of darkness. All of them. Let's look at the scripture. Look at this. No fellowship. How much is that? Zero tolerance. Watch this now. Have no fellowship with the unfruitful works of darkness, but rather reprove them. Take a stand against them. So it's not enough to understand the extent of darkness coming over to here. The second step is to break off fellowship, relationship with not just darkness, but look at this, with the works of darkness. Breaking fellowship with all the works of darkness. Now, this is going to be tough. Because it may be radical to some of you to understand that God's asked you not just to break with this black, ugly, gory, terrible stuff here, but this gray, ugly, glory, terrible, white-colored stuff too. And there's a reason for it. Now, look at the scripture. The light of your body is the eye. The good stuff that's going to come into your body is going to come in through your eye. Look at the scripture. So if your eye is single, your whole body shall be full of light. You see, this is a single mind. Single eye looks only at the light. The double-minded man, on the other hand, is over here and becomes unstable in all his ways. But watch this next part of the verse. If your eye, however, is evil, you see, you don't have to just do these things out here. We look at them here. We use our eyes here. But if your eye is evil and sees, look at this, then the whole body shall be full of, look at this, full of darkness. And if therefore the light that is in you is really dark, how great is that darkness? And that is precisely why David said, I will set no wicked thing before my eyes, not one thing. We must not just recognize the extent of the kingdom of darkness, but we must break fellowship with darkness. Here's another reason. No man can serve two masters. You can't be on this side and this side at the same time, for you'll either hate the one and love the other, or you will hold to one and you will despise the other. Do you know how many people who live here, and because they live here, they despise this over here? Because you can't have it both ways. You cannot serve God and mammon. Here's another reason why we have to break off. Don't you know that a little leaven leavens the whole lump? A little poison here makes this whole thing poisonous. That's why the scripture comes along and says, look at this one now. Take heed, therefore, that the light which is in you be not darkness. Oh, I can't emphasize this. Look at it with me, friends. Don't miss these scriptures. Let them come with all of their profound simplicity. Take heed that the light that's coming into you isn't darkness. Don't be taken in the gray stuff. It's darkness. Here's why. Look at the next verse. Because if thy whole body is full of light, how do you get your whole body full of light? Look at this. By having no part dark. Then the whole shall be full of light, as when the bright shining of a candle doth give thee light. Oh, I'm telling you, that this movement from darkness to light is so wonderful. I'm not sure all of us are on the way there yet, and we will not be there if we don't recognize the extent of the darkness. And then if we don't take the second step of breaking off with all the works of darkness. Look at this thick scripture. There's another reason why. Do not be unequally yoked together with unbelievers. Look at the question. For what fellowship? How can fellowship come between righteousness and unrighteousness? Let me tell you something. These two groups cannot get along because they... How can two walk together except they be agreed? What communion doth light have with darkness? If you mix them, you get gray, and the light is gone. Here's another verse. What concord doth Christ with Belial, or what part has he that believes on the one side with an infidel? You know, isn't it strange? One of the greatest treacherous activities of this generation in Christendom has been, hey, let's be like the world so we can attract them to the Jesus that we love. We had crossover music and we have all kinds of crossover activities that they can relate to. And the problem is that with all the compromises, it wasn't they that crossed over into Christianity. It's the Christian young people crossed over the same bridge to the world. Because whenever you move out of the kingdom where there is no darkness, you move into a kingdom that allows a little darkness, and the little darkness always leads to greater darkness. So the scripture comes along again, and says, what agreement hath the temple of God with idols? Don't you know you are the temple of the living God? That's what we are over here. Don't you see? There's no place for us in this realm whatsoever. In fact, look at the scripture. Wherefore, come out from among them, be ye separate, saith the Lord. Look at this, and don't even touch the unclean things. This is contamination zone all the way over here. And watch it, it's as contaminating right in this zone as it is over here. Have no fellowship with the unfruitful works of darkness. Look at this. But rather reprove them. The second step after recognizing the extent of Satan's kingdom coming over here, the second step is to break off right here with all the works of darkness. Take a stand. Rather reprove them. Take an open stand against not just this stuff out here, but this stuff here. Every beer commercial your child watches, he's receiving advice and counsel from ungodly sources. Every cartoon depicting anger and violence, every song with sensual overtones, every soap story that's really a dirty story. You see, the holy can have no mixture. Pure means no mixture, no double-mindedness, no double standard. Stay out of the grays means victory. It cannot have victorious Christian living in the gray. Recognize the extent of darkness. And then number two, we need to break fellowship with all the works of darkness. Note the word works of darkness. It's free. See, freedom is really in the light zone. Break off with the fellowship with all the gray zone. How do you get out of darkness? Here we are. Number one, recognize the extent of darkness. Number two, break fellowship with the works of darkness. And then number three, come to the truth. And watch this delightful event. Look at this, because here's what happens. He that does the truth is coming to the light. That's how you get to the light. You get to the truth. See, the truth doesn't have any error in it. It's light. It's pure. It's true. It's holy. It's just. It's right. It's accurized. That's why Scripture comes along and says, oh, the entrance of thy word, it gives light. It gives understanding to the simple. That's why David said, thy word is a lamp to my feet. It's light to my pathway. The third step is to come to the truth. Do the truth. Watch it now. Recognize the extent of darkness. Break fellowship with all the works of darkness. Do the truth, because that's what moves you into the light. And then number four, start walking in the light. Every day, in every way, in every part of your thought life, in your marriage, in your employment, in your relationship. Everything produces life because now you're walking in the light. Walk in the light. Walk in the light in every aspect. And what a glorious thing this is, to get to walk in the light. Jesus, you know, put it this way. Here it is. He said, I am the light of the world. And whoever's following me, look at this, shall not walk in darkness. Watch this. But shall have the light of life. I tell you what, there isn't anything I'd exchange for the personal knowledge of the Lord Jesus Christ. Because when you follow Him, you're not following in grace. You're not walking in darkness. You're walking in the light. Look at this verse. For you were sometimes darkness, but now are ye light in the Lord. Look at this. Walk as children of the light. You know, there was a day when I wasn't simply in the dark. I was darkness to others. You who were sometimes darkness, but now are ye light in the Lord. Walk as children. Walk in the light. This is number four. Let me tell you why it's important. Oh, this is so good. We have moments left, and I hope you're catching this. And if not, Make sure you call and get connected up to this truth. It will set you free. Look at this. If we say, look at this now. If we say that we have fellowship with God and we're walking in darkness, we're lying. We're over here. And we do not the truth. Because God doesn't walk in darkness. God doesn't fellowship in darkness. He fellowships in the light. And I want to tell you one of the, let me tell you two of the most exciting things I know of about walking in the light. Not only to have the light of life, that every aspect of your life is alive and going in the right, proper, truthful direction. But there's two byproducts of walking in the light. Here they are. Here's what it says. If we walk in the light. Now, if we're walking in the light, as he, Jesus, is in the light, look at this. Look at this. Look at this. We have fellowship one with another. This is vertical fellowship with God. Walking in the light is the place of fellowship. It's exciting. Get ready, because when you walk in the light, the first thing you get to experience, and all the time you're in the light, you will experience sweet fellowship with God. I'm not talking now about religion, not talking about having some form of religion, worship. I'm talking about a genuine relationship with God, because as we walk in the light, as he is in the light, we have fellowship the one with the other. Let me show you one more. Because the cross, you see, is not just a vertical, it's got a horizontal. And if we walk in the light as he is in the light, we have fellowship one with another this way too. You see, our fellowship is not centered in some common denominator of geography or sport interest or hobby or business. That doesn't make for fellowship. What makes for fellowship is that when we walk in the light as he is in the light, we have fellowship this way, one with another, and one with another this way. You know, the fifth chapter of Ephesians, get down to verse 21, is all about this subject. And then it goes into marriage. Because one of the most critical elements to have a right marriage is a man and a woman walking in the light, where there's no darkness at all. And oh, what fellowship sweet this way and this way, walking in the light. How do you get out of darkness? Well, number one, recognize the extent of darkness. Number two, break fellowship with the work of the darkness. Number three, come to the truth. That's how you get in the light. Number four, walk in the light. And lastly, here it is. Let your light shine. Look at what Jesus says about you. He says, you are the light of the world. Imagine that. You are the light of the world. A city that is set on a hill cannot be hid. You become the personification of God's light. You. And it goes on to say, neither do men light a candle and then put it under a bushel, but they put it on a candlestick, and it giveth light to all that are in the house. And that's why he says, let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father which is in heaven. This is not putting on a show. You see, you don't have, when you have a light shining, you don't have to try and make it shine. It just shines. This is no sham. This is no put up. This is no pretended. This is just letting the light shine. Because when you're walking in it, it just shines. Remember, more and more into the perfect day. No compromise. Scripture says, in light shall ye see light. And I tell you that when you walk in the light, you will have energy. When we walk in the light, we'll have less stress. We have single-mindedness. The scripture says, the night is far spent. The day is at hand. Let us cast off the works of darkness and let us put on the armor of light. You see, if our gospel is hid, listen to the scripture. In fact, here it is. If our gospel be hid, it is hid to them that are lost. They're lost because of the grays. In whom, look at this. Look at this. In whom the God of this world, Satan, look at this, hath blinded the minds of them which believe not. Watch this now. Lest the light of the glorious gospel of Christ, who is the image of God, should shine unto them. How do you get out of darkness? It's really simple. Recognize the extent of darkness. Deal with the grays. Break off fellowship with all the works of darkness. Come to the truth. Walk in the light and let your light shine. Because the fact is, you are the chosen generation, the royal priesthood, a holy nation, the peculiar people, that you should show forth the praises of Him who has called you out of darkness into His marvelous light.
Our hope and prayer is that you have been blessed and encouraged through this teaching. Our mission is to edify, exhort, and disciple the body of Christ by teaching nothing but the truth from God's Word, the Holy Bible. For more information about Nothing But the Truth, or to view our teachings, please visit nothingbutthetruth.org.